You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
My intestines are shattered. I do enemas every day to take a shit. I have to lay down on the ground with the fetal position with my legs to the left to actually go to the bathroom.
So about 2 weeks ago, the Liver King was arrested in Austin, Texas after threatening podcaster Joe Rogan and his family.
I don't know if you heard, it's my get out of jail party today.
And since then, it has been quite the wild ride as he has continued his descent into madness.
Family's all tucked in. Everybody's actually sleeping. I checked. I read some comments today or yesterday. And I saw he's losing it a lot. And says it on my desk. Lose yourself.
Basically, the Liver King has continued to lose his mind as he enters a dark clout-chasing spiral. And after hours of watching the Liver King's content, two things are beyond clear to me. For one, my brain is now incredibly damaged. And for two, it's beyond obvious that getting exposed broke both his brain and his ego. And the Liver King has not been able to get right since then, despite 2 years now passing. Now, around 1 year ago, I talked about how he was trying to metamorphosize his brand into some sort of strange farmhouse mobster bullshit.
You can chew on it. Mine. Ah.
The slobber was still coming off that piece! Like, the Liver King is losing his damn mind. That's the nastiest thing I've seen in a very long time.
And then all these months later, that Netflix documentary came out on him and his family, and that was the final straw. I believe that Liver King felt that he would be vindicated by the release of this show, that he would get his side of the story out there once and for all and display what his lifestyle really is about. But obviously, he was not satisfied with the end results, and now is telling people to take it out on the ones who produced it.
And so when motherfucker pieces of shit try and unravel the gift that is my family, like the piece of fucking shit that tried to make a movie and they called it the Untold Truth or something. What we should do to make him pay is boycott every fucking movie that he's ever made prior.
I mean, at the end of the day, he is the one who put his family into that position by wanting to make this documentary to stroke his own ego. He really thought that after such a public expose, that this would flip the snake oil salesman narrative on its head. That is how delusional he was. The other thing is, he is so rich that he could have produced and released a documentary himself if he really wanted more control of the narrative and the edit. But now he's crying. And honestly, I don't really think anyone looked bad here besides him and his wife, who clearly enables his crap. We saw that both during the documentary and the arrest.
I'm gonna go dream tonight. Be next to my queen. Her warm skin. Oh, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
She's 51 and I love her and I lust her.
The Liver King also harps on this idea over and over again that the big bad bullies of the world have casted some sort of injustice upon his family. He also starts referring to the idea of him fighting Rogan as the Liver King versus the bully.
I'm picking a fight. My fight is in principle. Bullying, I don't allow it. I don't allow big companies to bully. I'm fighting against bullying.
My name is Blow Slogan, yo. I'm a big bully and I'm untouchable. I can do whatever I want, that's right.
And I'm ready to fight for my family. Another man who thought that he could bully another man.
So to him, pretty much anyone who doesn't suck him off is basically a piece of shit in his eyes. And honestly, I don't even remember Joe Rogan saying anything false about him, and really he just seemed to crack a couple of jokes at his expense. I mean really, I've never seen one clip where his wife or family are even mentioned. I mean, if anything, isn't someone who would lie to their audience a much bigger bully than someone interested in exposing the truth? But with this guy, it's really just a never-ending cycle of victimization.
The more plates, more dates guy. Unsubscribe to him. And the vigorous other guy, and then everyone who unsubscribes, every single one, the millions, I'm going to donate the exact amount to a charity that does good.
Oh, and you might be wondering, well, who the hell is interviewing the Liver King right now? And it's basically Joe Rogan from Temu over here. Like, the Liver King was aiming for a podcast with over 100 million listeners, and he got onto one with 252. What, you mean 252 million? No, 252, that's it. Now that is a tough scene. And this guy essentially just acts as yet another ego massage therapist for the liver god.
Because somebody might say, like, oh, he lied, that kind of shit, and, like, you've come clean on that. That doesn't discount anything else that's happened before that. It doesn't discount a single fucking thing that you've taught prior to that. What are you going to say? You call me a snake oil salesman. Sunlight is snake oil? Fucking cold therapy snake oil? What are we doing here? You think liver snake oil? Look at the fucking micronutrient profile in organ meat. Come on. So I just say this because it's been frustrating for me on the sidelines witnessing the modern witch hunt.
And it seems like anyone around him who is not a yes man has been exiled from his contacts, including his best friend.
Saying no to your, I'm done ever talking to my best friend again. And so he's not even my best friend anymore. He's not even in the top 40. He's exited my ecosystem. Watch a Kyle Kingsbury podcast, you'll know why.
He actually got all of his yes men in one place to try and preach his final message of pure crap.
I asked everyone that was really important to me to come.
Where he continues to cry about his former best friend and tells this circle of clowns to drink blood out of his various water bottles, calling it barbarian water.
Guys, bring all those to me. Guys, all of them here. I'm talking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talking, I'm obnoxious. No one's listening still. And look, they all went there. I'm just asking for everyone's attention.
We evolved drinking blood more than what we call water today.
This is barbarian water. It's delicious as fuck. So I think this is delicious as fuck.
You're number one, and just pass it to, like, you three get a share, and you can say no. And if that's the case, I want you to just pass it back and forth because you missed the opportunity of a lifetime.
It's hard to believe that so many adults could come together and not have an intervention with this guy. Instead, they laugh, listen, smile, and act as if he isn't totally off his rocker as he rambles on and on and on. And other than this circle jerk, the only other person to connect with him was this guy who goes by the name Santa Cruz Medicinals, a content creator who seeks to expose the food industry, especially in America, and try and wake people up to all the processed shit they're putting in their bodies on a daily basis. The Liver King actually connected with this guy because his son's a massive fan of the Santa Cruz brand. He actually went and spent 48 hours with the Liver King almost right after his arrest, and he says this was an attempt to show him some grace and present a different side to the story.
Oh, this is you, man.
Oh, bro.
Dude, so nice to meet you, bro.
Who are you?
I'm Santa Cruz Missiles. I'm Brendan.
You're the guy everyone's talking about.
I guess so.
So Striker, this is Santa Cruz.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Just yesterday, he released an hour-long video on this topic where he even tries to reason with him when it comes to Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's not the enemy. McDonald's is the enemy. Crumble Cookie's the enemy.
Bro, to be clear, is one of us.
He promotes health.
Liver.
Yes, absolutely. Cold, absolutely.
Fighting.
100%. Yeah.
And so how do you contract back, and especially when your wife and everyone else is like, sure, why don't you go get him? Like, you know how to get him, you know?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's actually doing my job for me.
No, real shit. People don't really give a fuck about the whole steroid thing.
No.
99% of people don't give a fuck.
Very soon, no one's going to remember anything about a steroid.
Yeah, no, you know, gives because, a fuck.
Well, because it'll be a year from now, two years, or 5 or 10 or 20, and it'll be like, oh yeah, do you remember when Jordan has an Achilles severed right before the championship?
True.
For the 1,000th time, the problem was not that he took steroids. Like, anyone with a brain could tell that he was on gear. The issue arose when he lied about it multiple times and was selling a lifestyle largely based on the spectacle of his physique. Like, if he just looked like the average guy, both he and his supplements would not have received as much attention. That is why people call him a modern-day snake oil salesman. Because it's like, if he's willing to lie about something as big as that, who knows what else is just part of the act. The eating of the raw meat, the sunning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of his asshole, I mean, where does it stop?
Because they made a movie. Netflix did.
Yeah.
They didn't tell the truth.
Yeah.
And then after that movie came out where they didn't tell the truth, and then they show Blow Slogan over and over saying whatever he said, I am picking a fight with a bully. Bully versus Liver King. Your name can go first, whether it's Blow Slogan, stepping stone for something bigger. The bigger thing is the principle and the matter.
Yeah.
Nobody will understand him. His intellect, his brilliance is like way up here.
Yeah.
And, like, we're all down here, you guys. I said.
Now, other than that, he did reveal that his guns were confiscated from him after the incident with Joe Rogan.
You're gonna love this. You see this empty rack?
Yeah.
That empty rack?
Yep.
Because of what just happened?
Oh, yeah.
All my firearms.
Yeah. Damn.
He shows them around his house, and before they eat, literally breaks into a 20-minute prayer to the universe.
Oh, I really wanted to go fucking wake surfing. Stryker's hungry. We gotta be back at 4. Trying to juggle 6 fucking things, and I just want to talk to you. These guys seem great. I know we'll never have enough fucking time to actually do it.
They then all play Mario Kart at his compound, and the Liver King ends up getting arrested.
Oh, shit, the finish line! Oh, fuck!
Let's go!
Yeah, this is Santa Cruz. This is Santa Cruz.
Okay.
the dog. Have weapons on me. Yeah. My weapons, my head and my heart. These are my weapons. My head and my heart. These are my weapons.
I don't care. You film all you want. Get back.
Yes, sir.
The most important thing is Barbarian.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
All right.
He's 18.
Yes, sir.
All right, he's 18. An adult. He can take care of himself.
Okay.
If I have to ask you again, you'll also
let's get out of here.
Well, that's fucked.
But this ended up being some sort of prank the Liver King pulled.
The police thing was literally him trying to do a funny-ass prank on us.
Yeah.
And it got us for like 30 seconds, bro. Maybe longer. Like, genuinely, when we were playing Mario Kart, we thought when they rolled up, we were like, this is it. Because there is the reality of, like, he, you know, he has the ankle monitor. He has to, like, check in, you know, with some legal stuff here and there. And then he comes into our, like, room after, and he's like, ah!
Which I just saw as his latest attempt at virality. It was also interesting to me that he does sound somewhat coherent throughout the rest of this video. But once the fake cops show up and he knows the cameras are capturing another viral moment, he goes right into his insanity act, rambling about nonsense and trying to sound more out of it than any other time in this 1 hour video. It really makes me wonder if this is just his newest act or if the man is legitimately insane. After this, the guys all do his
"You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Insane Barbarian Challenge, and then the Liver King leaves us with this final message saying that he is no longer going to be making content online.
So we're up against the bullies,
mm-hmm.
and we're up against misinformation.
Yeah.
And together, misinformation and the bully thing, that's the fist bump, pound, lock it the fuck down.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people want you to get back to some of that content that inspires people, helps people, and educates people. Because
I'm not making content.
You're really done? Are you really done?
Here's what, bro, you already know why.
Yeah.
You guys know my swords.
Yep.
These are my swords. I said I'm going to take some time and I'm going to try this Liver King thing.
Yeah.
And I have zero regrets. I did it. What happened in the meantime is that I compromised higher mm-hmm. swords. Yeah. I'm not going back to that, but what I will do is, as we do family,
yeah.
as we do what we do in our regular life, everyone's invited to come visit.
Yeah, yeah.
You can record.
Now, despite saying that, the guy has still been posting nonstop onto social media the last couple of days.
It's almost like it doesn't want to burn, but you know it does. It's like, listen. I really want to burn. I really do want to burn him. A fake Jew, my name's Sheldon. See how long it takes for the smoke alarms to go off. And then the police come.
So yes, from the outside looking in, it does seem to me like the Liver King is experiencing an ego death with the side of a manic episode. The crazy thing is that this could have all been avoided by simply not chasing clout. And in the end, accountability still needs to be added to his ancestral tenets because everyone else is always the problem. It's always someone else's fault that things went wrong. And the guy is still hell-bent on getting back at absolutely everyone who exposed or made fun of him. But yeah, guys, this was pretty much just the latest update on the Liver King. In terms of his social numbers, yes, this guy is probably getting more attention than he's got in a very long time, but not all publicity is good publicity, and it's like people are just watching the house burning. While he's still outside putting it up for sale for millions of dollars, it's like no one's buying this shit, dude. But either way, y'all let me know what you guys think down below. I also want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing, but as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman, and some other online crash outs out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,